episode, we're going to call washing machine. It's going to be very short, to the point, I kid you not, under 10 minutes. Now, why I call it washing machine is because I had a washing machine moment. Now, you hear a washing machine, you think of dirty clothes, dirty laundry, maybe clean clothes, soap, water cycle, laundry. But washing machine for me means lessons. Now, years ago, I was living on my own and my washing machine broke. At the time, I was dating a very nice young man and he offered me his washing machine that he had home and he was not using. Yes, I needed the washing machine, but you know, sometimes we speak without thinking. And what I did, I said to him, I don't want a washing machine that you've used already or you're used. And you had your dirty underwear and stuff in it. No, thank you. And he didn't say anything. He just said, okay. To the point, a week later, he ordered me a new washing machine online. I was very happy. I was very grateful. You know, I got a new washing machine. Now, at the time, I didn't know it was a lesson. I was being taught a lesson. Now, had I said yes, I need that washing machine, you could bring your old one, I would have got what I settled for. And because I didn't settle for his washing machine that he was giving me, the used one, I didn't get the used one. I got the brand new one that I wanted and that I didn't, you know. So my experience was, hey, you can settle. But I didn't know that at the time. My mouth was just faster than my brains. And that's what happened. So going forward, I was like, hey, that's a lesson. So you mean to tell me if I settled for the old washing machine, that's what I would have gotten? So because I didn't settle, I got what I wanted at a better quality, of course, and stuff like that. Darren, have you ever had a washing machine moment?
Yes, my washing machine moment was earlier this year when my other car was getting old and keeps breaking every minute. And everyone said, it's not a wise time now to change your car because it's Corona and the whole social distance thing and everything is slow. So and I said, you know what? I'm still going to go ahead and try my best to get my car. Lo and behold, I got my new car and everything is all good and everything. And I said, what if I did said, do like all these people said, don't do it because it's current. I would still be stuck with a broken down car and I wouldn't get what I wanted. So all I...
Go ahead.
Yeah, and so I'm saying, if I did settle for what people said, I would get what I wanted. You understand?
Yes, absolutely. So that was your washing machine moment, as you didn't settle for what everybody had to say and was saying.
Yes, that's what.
But sometimes we don't settle and the offers are off the table. But in our cases, we got what we deserve, actually, because I felt like I deserved a new washing machine. For you know, I mean, I really deserved a new washing machine. I was a good girlfriend. Like, what the hell? So I felt like I deserved it and not the one that you used already or using.
That's true.
For me. So I make this a washing machine moment. Going forward, that's like the blueprint for my life. That's the document that supports my decisions. But of course, I try not let my mouth speak before my brain. I don't always happen that way, but I try. So again, Darren, I thank you for your washing machine moment.